What we're talking about today is how we support family carers, those who care for people who need care. And in truth, if any of us lives long enough, we'll either need care ourselves or we'll have to give care. So caring isn't a woman's issue. It's not just a family issue behind the closed door of the family home. Caring is a societal issue. And sometimes for those not involved in caring, they often think, yeah, it's a few hours here, a few hours there. But in truth, to receive carer's allowance, there's quite strict regulations in place. You have to satisfy a means test, which I've said many times has to be abolished. But you also have to provide full-time care of at least 35 hours per week to a person who is medically assessed as needing full-time care. So we see what that's the reality of what we're talking about. Now, to be fair to the Minister, she has increased the income disregard for carer's allowance, and I acknowledged and welcomed that. But it was from an extremely low base, Minister. From 28 to 2021, there was no increase in income disregard for carer's allowance. But we now need to finish that job, and the next government must commit to doing so, because I said earlier, care is a societal issue. It's about how we value those who need care and those who give care. I have called the means test the mean test on so many occasions, and that's exactly what it is. Because if you look at the contribution of carers in Ireland, they care for well over 100,000 people. But looking at my own constituency, a quick back of the envelope job tells me that the contribution of family carers in County Leitrim, for example, it saves the state €120 million every single year. In County Sligo, family carers save the state €260 million every single year. And in County Donegal, family carers save the state approximately €600 million every single year. So what we're asking for today is reasonable and proportionate. And as I said, the next government has to commit to it.